Are you ready to start the show?
Are you?
Dude, I'm ready, bro. I'm on.
Yes, so
we're actually live now. You got your own camera, dude.
Yes.
You got your own camera.
Finally. Like the star should have his own camera.
Guys, I'm sorry. This happened. I'm giving him his own camera, but fortunately, he was begging for it. But
you're begging for it now.
Anyways, guys, let's start the show. You ready?
Hey, did you hear?
What?
Someone's here.
Oh, God. Guys, let's just start the show.
Let's start the show. Local stars are rising, oh me, oh my. Yeah, we chew the scene, discussing all, no in between. Ew to cool, we flip the script with every tale from every lip. So if you're near, come lend an ear. We're spinning tales for those to hear. Chew and ew, where magic's real, with groovy tunes and fresh appeal. It's your time, come on, unwind. Bring your story, let's all find the sync of hearts, a rhythmic blend in a podcast where fun won't end.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chewing New Podcast. We're back, and Athena is here once again. Oh my God, I can't believe he somehow latched onto my truck. On
You're
the
welcome,
road.
America.
It is what it is, guys.
And various countries around the world.
First of all, I want to say thank you to everybody who joined this. What? What did you say?
Various countries around the world.
Oh, that's watched, true. That's true.
Very that watched yeah. the podcast.
Yes.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes. Thank you very much. Yes. Russia, you
Focus.
Country. Sorry, my bad. just want to re-say thank you to everybody for last week's episode with the Texas Sweethearts. Gosh, almighty. It was a great episode with the ladies.
They're getting a lot of love.
Yes. Yes. Within the one day that we released the video live on YouTube, which yeah. is our new home, by the way, for those yes. of you who tune in from Facebook to YouTube, thank you very much. Almost like 300 or 400 views in under an hour.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And it's still going up.
It's still going up.
I mean, for some podcasts, oh, that's nothing. Dude, That's awesome for us, man.
Yeah, for us, it's Woodstock.
Yeah, Woodstock. Yeah, but first of all, thank you to all those who tuned in that last week. It was a great episode. Yes. But as you notice, guys, something's missing up here.
Yeah,
not wearing my cap.
You got to do something about that, dude.
Well, today I got visited by a good friend of mine.
Really,
my buddy Jerry. He's been promising me a cap for a while, and he told me, "Bro, I've been seeing you come on the podcast every week, and you constantly put this Westlico cap on." And I go, "Yeah, I know. I mean, that's where I work. This is where our podcast is from, and that's what I do."
You live in Donna. That's a sticking point.
And that's the curious thing about it. He showed up yesterday. And guess what? Guess what, guys? Watch out! No, I'm the back. 1961 state champion. Donna Redskins, baby. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. Man, I sound like Rick Flair for a minute.
Donna Proud.
Donna Proud. Hey, man. You're team champion, too. You're team champion, too, bro.
That's a trade.
2023 softball state champions, baby.
That's right.
That's right, baby. Golly, yeah. Big shout out to the ladies, man.
There we go. From the guests in the studio.
Yes. Oh, by the way, we have guests today. I was too busy about my cat. I was so happy.
Hold on real quick. WD-40 over there. Can you picture it? WD-40? No, right.
Oh, God. Anyways, I'm so sorry. It's going to be an interesting one today. Ladies and gentlemen,
I have a camera.
In the podcast today, we have Casas de Reyes in the house. Welcome to the podcast, guys. What is going on? No live studio on us today, but hey, it is what it is, right? But anyways, guys, welcome to the podcast.
Yes, yeah, welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, we have been talking. I've been talking to you guys. You come out to the store I work at, and I'm seeing the stuff that you guys buy. And I always act to ask my customers questions. Hey, what are y'all doing? And what are you doing? What are you selling? I tend to ask, you know, what is it that you guys do? And fortunately, these guys actually construct new homes. And I like what they have on their Facebook. By the way, guys, if you want to see what they have on their Facebook, you can go right to their website right there. Click on that QR code. They go straight to the Facebook to see all the good stuff they have there.
Right.
Beautiful homes. They kind of look Victorian. And so
yeah,
Victorian
inspired, yeah.
Yeah, real nice homes.
And you were saying it's all new construction?
It's all new construction.
Nice.
All new construction.
So let them introduce themselves and start from the very beginning. Okay. Go ahead. It's all you guys.
My name's Jimmy.
Jimmy?
Carmen.
Carmen.
And Erica.
Erica, there you go. Yeah, all right, welcome to the podcast, guys.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Oh, my God. So tell us a little bit about you guys. How, first of all, Jimmy and ma'am here, Carmen, how did you guys meet? I mean, how many years?
Actually, just to make us, you know, short,
there you go.
We met playing softball.
Not 1961.
That's how we met. You know, playing softball and just, you know, just looking at her and watching her play and spunky and an athletic.
There
and
you go.
Just coming to say, you know, who's that?
I
have to meet this girl.
I see someone blushing on the camera, man. I got to put the light work over there.
So that's how it started, you know, just from playing softball and then got to meet her and, and then that's how it started, you know.
Awesome.
And, that's it. Our first, of course, you make that move and kind of shy away and kind of, but,
man,
you know,
I got you.
You know, at the end, you know,
it happened. Rhythm stone, baby. That's what I'm talking about. That's awesome. So as far as career-wise, when you guys got married and all that good stuff, career-wise, what were you doing at the time before you started Casas Heredias?
Actually, we're educators.
Okay.
I was an educator in Edinburgh. Okay. My wife, Carmen, is an educator in Mercedes for so many years, you know, and actually, just to make a long story short, you know, we were having dinner. And the conversation came up where she said, you know what, baby, you know, I want to change careers.
Okay.
And she said, I want to build homes.
There you go.
So when I heard that, it was kind of like, okay, it was just one ear and not the other. So I really didn't pay too much
attention. You didn't believe me.
Because I left it at that.
Right.
The following evening, she came in and said the same thing. She said, "Babe, I'm serious. I want to build homes."
Right.
So when I heard that serious in her voice, I said, you know what? Okay. You know? And that's when I said, you know, okay, she's being real serious.
Right.
So that's when we said, you know, okay, babe, if that's what you want to do, I'm going to support you 100%.
Right.
Let's get our financial, you know, situation, you know, correct. So where you can embark on this journey, what you want to do.
You got to have a foundation.
You have
to. Start going. Yeah,
exactly.
Gotcha. Yeah, exactly.
So I stayed with my employment in Edinburgh while she...
I retired.
She retired from teaching.
Teaching. I was a coach for 15 years.
There you go.
And then I was an art teacher for another 15. Mm-hmm. So that's where all my designs and colors and all that. I've always liked that. And I retired in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I started that following year.
Mm-hmm.
I did start with remodeling homes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started doing bigger additions.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started with a actual custom home built from the foundation onto the roof. Everything.
Learning all the structures from start from the bottom up. Right.
And then I did that like for maybe 10 years on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And he would help me once in a while on weekends.
After work, I would just go show up and see what she needed and stuff like that, whatever they needed.
Yes.
Right.
But she's the one that started everything. I mean, she's the one that started our company from the floor up to where it's now.
Right.
Exactly. And going back when she told me, I said, you know what? It did kind of take me by surprise, but at the same time, so I know my wife. I know what kind of person she is. She's very dedicated, dedicated and devoted in what she wants to do. Mm-hmm. So for me, that made me feel so, you know, I said, okay, babe, that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Follow the dream. Help her realize, exactly.
Because that's what she really wanted.
Right.
And besides, her dad was a carpenter. So I think she had that in herself.
Yeah.
And, you know, and thank God. I mean, this is where we're at right now, and we've taken it. We've taken it, and it's we actually all word by mouth.
Right.
Honestly, guys, it's word by mouth here and there, you know, the clients that we have. You know, I mean, they're so important to us.
Mm-hmm.
They really are, or future clients as well.
Yes,
you know, because they are our clients, and we have to. Especially when we build homes, they are the say so's.
Right.
You know, they are the say so's, and we hide no secrets. There's nothing to hide. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
And that's where we're at right now. This is where we're
and
at.
And our motto, the motto is not how much money I can get out of your house.
Right.
It's how much house you can get
out of your money. Right, right.
Because on, I think it was like 2008, somewhere around there, I would always hear, and I was still teaching at that time, I would always hear at that time, banks were lending out two loans for your mortgage.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of clients wanted a bigger house than what they could afford.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the banks were giving out the mortgage loan plus a credit card to help pay to build that house. So a lot of these people had two loans, yep. and they lost a lot of their homes.
Wow.
And yeah, that's when I said, I need to help. I've always been one that I want to help. You know, if I can help, I'm gonna try to do as much as I can. I educated myself in building a house by shadowing. I would go to Home Depot, ask the cashiers their questions. Who I had a close friend there that she helped me quite a bit, tremendously. Mm-hmm. She worked for Home Depot, mm-hmm. and her name was Nanette Rodriguez. She was the one from the very beginning, from my first year on to this past year. She has always been there for me. So she knew several contractors. So she right there introduced me to a few. And she would ask them if I could go and see their houses. Mm-hmm. So I would go and I would start seeing, okay, I would start taking pictures. I would research myself. I would Google. So I educated myself on what a house needed to be done. I would go to the banks and also ask questions. How do clients come in and ask for loans?
Right.
Then I would go to the cities and ask, what does a contractor need for
the permits?
Yes,
all that stuff. Yeah.
All that. So that's how I started on my own. And I enjoyed all that.
And it's an awesome feeling, when, especially when you have your own, you're growing your own business and you're starting from the ground up and you're seeing everything not only coming to check marks, but to gold stars, because you're learning as you're going through there.
Absolutely.
And then people start saying, well, why, check out, look where she started.
Yeah, exactly.
Now look where she at. Man, I want to learn, how did you do this?
Yeah.
You know, how
and,
did you
and
get
And we're
here?
Willing to educate somebody that wants to build homes. Yeah, like if she would ever want to continue with a business, you know, we would educate her, or anybody that is asking us, how did you get into this? We tell them, you're welcome to shadow us, and we will educate you.
Right.
I think the teaching part will always be within us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Will always be within us.
That's awesome.
And that's always very helpful to people, because it's a scary proposition building a house from the ground floor up.
Yeah.
You know, it's you always have questions about what materials are going to be used, how fast it's going to go, and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can educate people, you can, you know, take some of that stress
and
away.
And do it the right way.
Absolutely.
Doing it
the right way.
Dependable, trustworthy.
Yeah.
You know, and it's about the client.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not about us.
Yeah. Right.
It's not about us.
And that's the fear that clients have, especially first home builders.
Yes.
I mean, to take that giant step, because it is a big step.
Right.
And this is where, when they come to us, you know, this is where we come in and reassure them, you know, and let them know what the steps are. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, make them feel at ease and comfortable in what they're getting into. It's a process that everybody goes through.
Right.
And we're willing to take them by the hand and show them what we're doing. That's why it's so important that we tell them, come and see. Come and see what's happening with your house. That way you'll know how your house is being built.
Yes.
Take pictures, take videos, see what's going on, ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, can this be moved? Can we do this? Within the structural frame, anything can be done.
Right.
I said,
right.
We can change things. And that's okay, because this is what you want. Because at the end of the day or at the end of the project, well, we want to see that you're extremely happy with what you have.
No,
that's the thing. Now, once the drywall goes up, now, okay.
Yeah.
You know, we can't, because that's a totally different thing, right? We can't do that. We can't move anything. But other than that, you know, that's so important for us. I mean, we tend to be as honest and straightforward as we possibly can, because it's their money. They work so hard, and this is their dream home, guys. This is their dream home. You know, and we want to make that dream become a reality for them.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what it's all about. You know, it's not how much money we're going to make at the end. No, it's not about that. It's not about that. It's about making our client's home become a reality and make their dreams come true.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Big shout out to Curtis Whispers Joe, saying that he just finished eating his tacos Tuesday. Now we enjoying some chewy new show. So that was a big shout out to
where's our tacos, Curtis?
I'm saying, what the hell, bro? Where are tacos, bro? We got guests, bro. Bring extra. No, but that's all. Yeah, that exactly what you explained is the exact thing. Because first time homeowners. You know, the big scare is the first of all, previous homeowners, they give the new owners a fear. I mean, the examination of fear. Well, you better watch out with this bird. Make sure he does this.
Oh, seriously.
You know, and it's that's always the number one
it's
thing.
It's going to be shiny material.
Exactly, guys. Exactly. Yeah. And one thing that's so important for us, you know, of course, it's safety.
Yeah.
It's safety. Yeah. You know, not only for our clients, but our workers as well. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you know that the clients are going to come in the afternoon and see what's being done. So in order for that to become possible, you want to have your area clean.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, you want to have it clean so they can see, okay, they did this, they did that, you know? So and that to us is real important.
Right.
Cleanliness, you know, and safety.
So, yeah, because people, you know, I've seen where people get their homes remodeled and seeing like, stuff broken and you know garbage everywhere and instill so much fear in a person.
Exactly.
It's like, oh my gosh, what's happening? Is it ever gonna go back together? You know,
which eventually it will.
Oh, of course. It better.
It better.
You know, it's going back.
And so how many years has the company been going for stronger?
It's going now probably on 18 years.
Now. Wow.
Yeah, going 18 years.
Yeah. 18 years.
Yeah, she's the one that takes care of all the financial, all the tangible behind the company. Right. I'm the one that takes care of the workers, all the materials, all the logistics around the construction site. But she's the one that oversees, you know, everything else, all the interior, all the decorations, along with the input from the client.
From the client.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly what they want in their home.
Right, exactly.
How long after, you know, the business got started, did you, transition over to helping?
I think it was...
I'm still working on this.
I'm still trying. When I retired in 17,
okay.
2017, okay. That's when I really did that transition into, you know, and it was kind of for me coming from an educator standpoint into the construction. It was kind of a little bit difficult for me to really see what was going on as far as me having the vision that she had, because she could see everything without you know, because she has that. So it took me a while to pick up on that, but it came with the experience every single day.
Right.
So everything just and all of a sudden just pop, you know, and then not. Then I could see what she was telling me, you know. But I would always come to her. I would always come to her and say, babe, you know, what's going on here? What can I do here? What is this going to look for?
Right.
Because she would have just boom. Now I could see. But now it's we have this relationship now that we know our space.
Right.
We know our space. We don't get in each other's way. We come together when situations or problems come arise and we need to be taken care of, along with the client, because we bring everybody in order to solve a situation that occurs at that moment or will occur in the future.
Right.
This is where we have this communication, you know, so it is. And then
you're building a brand. So it's good to have that communication.
Oh, of course. You know,
you have to, if you're with each other almost every day.
Every day.
Now consider the fact of the years, I mean, coming up to the infamous year that we'll never forget, 2019, 2021, where actually COVID hit, when it actually came in strong.
Yeah. That was,
I know, still working for the company I work for, it was tough to see contractors come in and buy their equipment because not many homes were being done.
Exactly.
Now, through that time frame, was there a plan B or was it something you had to put on hold for a while?
We continued.
Oh,
because we followed all the precautions,
the protocols
with our workers and
awesome.
You know, the sanitizing and I think that's the year I think the second year, that's when we started on your house, right? Mm-hmm. We built her house in Tierra Santa.
We built our house in Tierra Santa.
So nice. We know somebody who went to the golf course. We are so there this weekend. No, 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 I'm joking.
Finally.
I know you.
And I think her house took a little bit longer due to the materials not coming in on time.
Right, they were taking longer.
Yeah. The roofing, we got it done. Yeah. We got it done.
It had to be perfect.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Right.
It
had to
be perfect.
Yes.
Better be perfect.
Like,
not
like, Mom,
that's
not
what I
wanted.
We would never do anything without her input.
So when did Erica come into the process to help you network more stuff? I can tell you that business-wise, sorry to stop there, but
no.
Cut you short, but I know in the business attire, old school, we're so used to TV commercials, radio, newspaper, word of mouth, flyers.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
But times have changed. Now everything's social media, Facebook, Instagram, just to name a few, YouTube.
TikTok.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Is that when you came into the picture to help out?
Yes.
When I moved back to the Valley in 2016, that's when I started helping my mom and my dad a little here and there, just going to their sites, taking photos of their projects and uploading them to Facebook. We primarily work with Facebook.
Right.
And then throughout the years, a friend of mine went to one of my mom's and dad's projects and did a video of the whole house. And so I did almost like a commercial for them. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that I am going to try to help my parents more with. Doing more things on Facebook, doing more live stories,
right.
Being more out there and on social media. Again, primarily Facebook, but as one of their clients, it's easy for me to promote them. Obviously, they're my parents, so to see them go when I was younger, from their first careers to their second careers, that's just who they are. I've always seen them excel and grow as people. Right, they've never stayed stagnant. Right. They're always trying to learn and grow individually and as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
So to have them as a client, I was extremely blessed.
Right.
Not only because I trust them as my parents, but because I have seen the work that they have produced.
Exactly.
So I know what type of work ethic that they have. They're always there at the site. My parents will answer the phone even when I tell them, okay, take a break. They won't though, because that's how much they care about their clients. Their clients can call them or text them 9 at night, 9:30. And if my parents are up, they will answer.
Right.
They will find a solution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things can go awry or things might be backtracked, but they will always be moving forward. And so having that trust in them as my parents, because I know they have the best interest in me.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a client out there and you want people like that, they will treat you like their son or their daughter or a family member, because that's how much they care. So it's not only because I was their daughter, but because they have so much
heart
and passion and work ethic, that's just how they're going to treat anybody.
Right.
Going
into the company, so doing the network for them, like you said, the smaller commercials, the pictures,
yes,
and all that good stuff.
Yes.
The response back, did they see the difference, what it is now than it was back in the day? Because I've seen some stuff. It's totally different.
Yeah. A little bit. And even the way you post the pictures, too.
Because
before, and Facebook, obviously, as a social media platform, has grown as well. So the things that you can do on Facebook are even a little bit more advanced than it was 5-10 years ago.
So
it's made it easier to be able to do videos and commercials and post the pictures differently to have that engagement.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can obviously see how many people you're reaching now with the statistics as a business profile.
Mm-hmm.
So that's helped you. Who are we reaching? How are we reaching them? And when we do post something or a nice video or nice pictures, we definitely get those messages asking questions.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And how many clients have you actually gotten through the social media?
Every day.
Every day.
And what we try to do is, when we get a house to to build one, we try not to have other jobs so we can concentrate on that house.
You go one at a time.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And when we're towards the end of that house, we're able to start another one.
Right.
But we're at the end where I'm there and he starts the foundation and whatever on the other house.
Nice.
So one of them is always there.
And this is the clear communication we have with our clients. You know, it's just like if you can't wait for us during this time, you know, we'd be more than happy and willing to build your home. But at the moment, we're trying to finish this.
Mm-hmm. And
they wait. And they wait because, right. I mean, it's and we appreciate that very much from them. You know, then this is where we give our 110% towards that project.
That's right.
And every single one of them is like that. I remember a worker that we used to have back then when she first started, she would always say, he said, Jimmy, it doesn't matter how big or small your job is, but always make it the very best.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Make it always the very best. And that has always stuck with me.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Because your work represents you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is one thing that we try to convey to our workers every single day, that you as workers, which we appreciate because we have some excellent workers with us, and they know where we stand as far as no cussing, no drinking, no nothing on the job. Whatever you do after 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, that is your life, and it's understandable.
Right.
But when it's time to work, we're going to work and do whatever we think
they
can. And they understand that, and we appreciate that from them. But yeah, but going back to our clients, and this is where we communicate them, I mean, clearly 100%. You know, this is who we are. We are transparent. You know, we tell them the truth. You know, for whatever reason, any problems come arise, we do not move a single board without calling them and saying, come and check this out. We got something here.
Right.
You know, and this is what we discuss. Okay, this is what's happening. We try to get their input because their input for us is important. And then, of course, this is where we collaborate and make the final judgment on whatever occurs. So this is why, you know, she's in one project, I'm in another one.
Right.
So.
And then also when you're building a house, if you can see there's wasted space when the walls start going up, that's where you say, you know what, don't put that wall up. Let me call them and we'll meet in the afternoon. If I can move this little wall 1 foot, that gives you 1 foot either to your bedroom or 1 foot to your kitchen.
And that
1 foot is a lot.
Why have like a bigger closet when you can have more room in a bathroom or a kitchen? Once you see it laid out, it really becomes
because a lot of times they go real big in a closet and they don't realize their bathroom is too small.
Right.
So we can take a foot off your closet. Look how big it is, you know.
Yes.
And then they can see it because a lot of times in paper, in your blueprints, you really don't see it.
Exactly.
Until it's going
up. It's actually going up.
Yeah.
Because they're seeing the bones. They're not seeing the skin yet.
Exactly.
You can say, look at your bathroom room. Okay, toilet's right there. The shower's right there. Sinks on the side. Yeah, there's enough room. The wall's building. Wait a minute. Hold on. I don't got enough leg room over here when I'm sitting here.
That's really drywall.
Cool thing is, I can brush my teeth and shower at the same time.
Look, if we put the stove right here.
Right next to the sink. No.
I don't have to leave much moisture.
This house is amazing. But yeah, and it's true. Every little inch, every little square foot counts.
Yes. Yeah. It really does count.
As far as you guys, construction wise, going out building, what is the biggest home you've all ever done square footage wise?
3,000.
I think
32.
It was.
Because I got a Whopper today about a couple of days ago.
It was a two-story. If you see it on Facebook, that one is really custom.
I mean, that is.
And that's why I tell you, it looked kind of a Victorian.
That one.
It's a two-story.
Yes.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Was that Erica's house?
I want the maids of the quarters down in that morning.
The maid will have to have her own separate house away from me.
Or is it mother's room? Mother's kitchen, the dog house.
No, that was the biggest. And it was so custom that at the end, the plumber that we had hired to do the job, at the end, he came and checked all his work and all that, and then he says, Mireyes, this is the first real custom home.
Right, right.
You need to take a video of it and really.
Yeah, and I did put see it, in it was Facebook. Posted on Facebook. Yeah. And yes. I was checking
and she's,
it out.
She's very talking. Detailed. She's the one that's talking about
okay,
that.
Okay,
that's
okay.
What she started okay. on that one.
Yes.
And
yes.
This is a plumber that had been in the business for close to maybe 30 years.
Oh, wow.
You know, so that's saying something. So yeah, that made us feel.
And this was the first custom.
And it's part of art. Like,
yeah.
If you can find the same door that you're going to get at this store for $3,000, if you can find the same door, because, I mean, we look at materials and all that.
Right.
If I can find it for, let's say, $3,000 over here. If I can get it for you for $1,500, I'm going to show
seriously.
You that
yeah.
I can get it.
Yeah.
Those other $1,500, you can use somewhere else.
Yeah, that's,
you
yeah.
know,
that's,
on
a, that's
your
another 45-inch TV or something.
Oye, man,
porque dice
we isn't
allowed.
No se preocupe. Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling. Thank you Yeah, no, and I hear you. It's the truth. It's true. Sometimes saving a penny or a dollar goes a long way.
Yeah,
and this goes a long way.
And excuse me, guys. This is where she does a really good job in turning the monies around, because she manipulates that money in order to acquire certain other things, more
quality
stuff,
yeah.
or
yeah.
area.
Yes.
And this is where she comes to the client and says, we can do this and this.
Mm-hmm.
This money that you save, you can use it for something else when in the house.
Right.
And this is how she tells
improve her. Your cabinets or
you know,
a better tile. Or
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are the things that you don't really think about, because when you're building your house, you're dreaming about stuff. But
yeah, yeah.
When it comes right down to it, it's like you said,
yeah.
if you can save money from here and put it towards this, it just makes the house
mm-hmm.
that much
exactly.
better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
See, I like what you put on there is creating your dream house.
That's right.
That is
yeah.
the whole
key. That's what
right.
it is.
That's the key.
And because honestly, from the very beginning, I mean, it is a stressful situation for him. It really
yeah.
is.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's
yeah.
so many couples out there that they want to build their dream home,
mm-hmm.
and,
yes.
and yet they're apprehensive because they don't know, and they fear because of all these stories about contracts
right.
and stuff like that,
yeah.
and it's out
mm-hmm.
there, and it's so
yeah.
hard to trust contractors,
mm-hmm.
right?
You know, and but this is where we make them feel at ease when they come into our office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like we tell them, we want to take that stress off of you and enjoy the process
yeah.
that's
exactly.
being done here. The stress will come upon
exactly.
us to make sure
yeah.
that this house, that you, the blueprints that are here, that it'll become a reality. You know,
right.
And it's so rewarding for us when they bring their families or children and they run in and they say, mom and daddy, this is my room. This is going to be my room.
Yeah,
I mean, this
yeah.
is where,
yeah.
and you, I mean, their eyes are just light up and,
yeah.
and that, we look at each other and say, you know what?
We did our job.
We're doing, you know, that's what it's all about.
Because
we went through that, guys. We
yeah.
went through that when we first started there. I was very scared. And she could always tell, she would always tell me, don't fear, babe. Don't fear. It's going to happen. Because it
yeah,
was.
We built our house.
Yeah.
We had our contractor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we learned through that process. We went to three contractors, and of course, all different prices.
Right.
And then we went to the lowest price, and we said, okay, what material are we getting?
Yeah.
You know, so I asked him, okay, what's the drywall you're going to put? What's the foundation?
Yeah. Exactly.
What size? What is all the material you're using?
Yeah. Yeah.
So then I went back and asked the other two. It was the same thing.
Yeah.
Mm.
This one of them was like $100,000 more.
Ay, papa.
Than the one we ended up getting.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the middle one was maybe $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, we know that we're going to get a better quality for, cabinets,
right.
maybe.
Right.
But I was not going to pay $100,000 just to get better cabinets. And maybe a more expensive tile
right.
or granite on my counter.
Right.
I said, I'd rather go for the size of the house.
There you
right.
go.
And
then
we can I can look for bargains
right.
for everything
exactly.
else.
Exactly.
And that's what I learned. That's why I kept telling them, this is what I want to do. I want to help people learn, educate them on
yeah.
what house they can get
yeah.
for the money they can afford.
Right.
But go to the bank first, get pre-approved.
Yes.
Then you'll know what size of house
yeah.
you can afford.
Yeah. And I'm going to come back.
Yeah.
When we come back, there's a story about that because I've learned a lot but working where I'm at and previous other employers that were working with construction, how start from the bottom up, where you can waste the money you want to use, first build the walls before you put your interior, and start from the bottom up.
You've got some doozies.
Yeah, I got some doozies. But we're going to go take a quick commercial because we got to pay some bills here, buddy. The first one, I mean, first thing, I mean, ladies, close your ears.
This is one of our sponsors. This is one of our sponsors. We're grateful for the sponsor.
Yes, big shout out to the Rabbit Hole, located in Palm View, Texas, down through La Homa Road, north of La Homa Road. Give them a call at 956-599-0103.
Unfortunately, they're going out of business.
Yes, you might want to go out there ASAP, see what they have. They sell liquor, beer, smoke, tattoo products. And ladies, your ears are closed, right? Your ears are closed. Just want to make sure you got your ears closed. And adult novelties, guys. I'm sorry. But give them a call. They'll gladly help you out. Choose favorite store, by the way.
Love it there.
Big shout out to another construction company, one of our sponsors, Anora's Construction. A beautiful story with this guy, man. I let him know that I had another construction company come in to do the podcast to get interviewed.
Yes.
He goes, "Hey, man, do what you got to do. Show love.
And you know what?
There's enough bread on the table for everybody. Help them out."
That's true.
What we did with Casas de Reyes. And big shout out to Anora's Construction, man. Give them a call at 956-363-7195.
Oh, look. I'll notice. They're canceling their contract.
Oh, well, they're no longer our sponsors. great guys, man. They do residential, commercial, constructions. I know they were up in Houston about a couple of months ago. Texas Roadhouse,
Texas Roadhouse.
And they've been doing wonders here. I know they got a big thing coming up, I think in December or January, for some homes in Brownsville, which they will be on our podcast in December, I believe. They'll be coming on to talk a little bit about that. Wow. So big shout out to them, one of our sponsors, guys.
Appreciate you.
So let them know Chew News sent you. Also, another big sponsor, Buzz Bull Creamery, guys, located here at South Texas Boulevard, 529 West Slico, Texas.
Doing the Lord's work, they are.
998-2541. Erica and Carmen and Jimmy, just to let you know, if you guys like ice cream that's infused with liquor, look at Erica's face. Look at Erica's face. She's like, "Mom, I'll see you later." Located down the street, guys. Talk to Beauty. She has some great product. They also give non-buzz for the kids. They want to come by. They serve coffee, milkshakes, and ice cream.
Yes.
Great product, guys. She's doing wonders out there. Went down there with during Fresco.
Yes.
Her packed house, man. Packed house.
Well, awesome. Yeah, it was like 107, you know, in the shade.
No, kid, after it rained and all
that. After it rained.
Yeah, people were enjoying their ice cream, and there were some people really enjoying their ice cream in the back area.
This is delicious.
Give me another scoop.
Hey, shut up.
Chewing your thing.
Hey, shut up.
Put it on their bill. Now, give them a call. Find out the specials. I know they'd be having something, I think, with the RGB Ghostbusters in a couple of weeks. They'll be out there promoting some stuff. So you might want to get out there and check that out, guys. Great sponsor.
Be prepared to stand in line.
Yes, be prepared.
Yeah.
Also, be prepared to stand in line. Prestart Gaming, located in Amber, Texas. 521 South Closer Boulevard, Unit B, phone number 956-215-6254. Guys, you go out there, talk to Lalito, man. Lalo Cortez, man, owns this establishment, buy, sell, trade. He has video games. He has a bunch of great stuff, consoles. At the moment, I know I was speaking with him. He does not have some people that repair yet, but he is working on it. But great guy to go to. If you're looking for a special game, give him a call. He'll gladly help you out. Great sponsors of the podcast.
And you know what I've heard recently is that there's a big resurgence in Game Boys.
Yes.
I've seen
actually Game Boy Colors.
Game Boy Colors in particular.
Yes.
People are refurbishing them and, you know, just going to town playing the old Game Boy games.
Give Lalo a call. He should have them.
Call.
Also, last but not least, our boys,
Triple J Plumbing.
Yes.
Located here in Wessico. Also, give them a call. Call Juan at 956-854-9622 or Jerry at 956-478-5316. They do residential plumbing. Great guys. They are licensed plumbers doing wonders. They have been getting calls still. I know if you guys have been watching TikTok, yes, they did. And it's a true story because I know Jerry told me. He goes, dude, we got a phone call. We got a thanks to you guys. Yeah, appreciate it. But one thing she told us, the video that you put up there, you know, of us, walking to that Magic Mike music. Oh, yeah, they told us just to keep our clothes on when we do the job. They're like, hey, man, you do what you got to do. You got to pay the bills.
You want the job or not? You know,
no, okay, you want it done. You know. But yeah. Big shout out to those guys. Great sponsor of the podcast. Doing the Lord's work, man.
Yes, absolutely. Because
I don't even see myself doing plumbing work at all, period. But anyway, those are our sponsors to the podcast, man. Big shout out to you guys.
Thank you so much
for doing everything you do. Keep the lights on here for us, man. And we are back with Casa de Reyes here in our studio. Going back to the contracting thing, I worked at the Orange Box for a couple of years. If anybody knew what the Orange Box is, I'm pretty sure. Shivers down my spine there.
Actually, I met Nanette Rodriguez at the Orange Box myself. Yeah. She's really great. Man, does she know her stuff.
Oh, yeah. No. Seriously.
I've had, you know, a good old gentleman that when I worked in the mission Orange Box, told me that, you know, the best way to start a house is actually the foundation and the skeleton first. That's what you want. Mm-hmm. That's the big mm-hmm. you want to get the best material for that first.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
the number one
the
reason.
The good concrete, the good wood.
You got to have solid bones.
That's right. That's the number
one thing he told me. And secondly, after that, everything else on the inside, whatever's left, get what you can. I mean, your kitchen, you got to go with Formica, go with Formica.
Yeah.
Do Formica. Yeah. Your tile, you already have cement floors, put some rollout fake tile out there just for the meanwhile.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's how we started our house.
Yeah, start slow. Mm-hmm.
That's what we did.
Manage your budget. You know, your contractor, you give your money to the contractor, they're going to manage. There's very few that will help you manage that money because they want you to go with the top notch.
Oh, seriously.
Yeah, seriously.
You want to go all out. Drop all your cash on the table and let's go.
Yeah.
You know, what you want to do is you want to find yourself a good contractor. Make sure they are getting you every cent to the dollar for everything you buy.
Yeah.
And the best bet to
get your money's worth out of the bill.
Pretty much. And, you know, you want to get your stove and all that good stuff, your appliances. Yeah, get what you're going to get. But understand the smaller stuff. I mean, the flooring and your paint and your walls and your kitchen, your cabinets. You know, that can be changed in time.
Oh yeah.
You know, seriously. When you have the money to go and get, you know what, I want granite tops. Boom! You got the money, do it.
Boom, if we can work the numbers,
we all get an income at the end of the year, baby.
Yeah. Seriously.
So I mean, you know, I know after you pay the taxes, but you know, you get that, and then next. Maybe move to the flooring, or maybe move to the cabinets. Yeah. Get yourself a better tile. What's happening? Hell, maybe even build a nice little patio in the back. You know, need to know how to manage your money. Knowing that we have contractors like we have on our podcast and people that sponsor us that help you to the best of their ability to save every penny to get your home the way you want it.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, you find
quality work.
Yeah, worth $3,000, and you find the same door for $1,500. I'm taking the hands down, $1,500. Let's go. Yeah. You know, I got an extra $1,500 to play with.
And we actually let the clients know how much the AC subcontractor charges.
Right.
How much a plumber is charging.
Mm-hmm.
How much the electrician is charging. We give them a printout of where everything is going.
Mm-hmm.
It's your money.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's not our money.
Yeah.
And they already know how much we're going to get at the end, our fee.
Right.
That we do not touch until the end. Everything else we stretch. And mm-hmm. they're
in control.
In control, and they know exactly what they're paying.
Right. Now, as far as the company itself, the plumbers that you have or you hire, are there sub plumber contract to the side through you guys, or these are your personal plumbers?
No.
They're on the side.
Oh, subcontractor.
Because you have to be licensed.
Yes. Right.
So everything is
the protocol is through the city.
No se compadre precio.
It has to be licensed.
It has to be licensed. Yes, everybody needs to be licensed.
Right.
And of course, because the city comes in and inspects. So we have, and that's so important for us.
Exactly.
You know why? Because we follow that to a T. Because you know why? Because at the end of the day or the month, that house that we just built is up to par with all the codes that the city asks for.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, so that's very important. You know, we don't cut corners here or there or anything at all.
We work very well with the inspectors.
You know?
If we have questions, we call them.
Yeah.
You know, and they're very good in guiding us.
Yeah.
And just to make sure that we're doing, or we ask them, can you come over here and check this out before we continue to see if we're doing it correctly.
Right.
And a lot of times they give us advice or they say, no, continue. You know, it's going good.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Every day you learn something new because construction and materials and other things that are coming in and being created, everything, homes that are being created nowadays, there's so much different material out there.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be abreast of what's occurring also, not just stick to, you know, of course, good material, but you also want to expand because you got the younger generations out there that want these, you know, nice homes, and you know, different products in there that we, and this is what we offer as well. And not just, you know, run of the mill, even though they're important too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It doesn't matter the size of the house.
Right.
You're still going to have the same quality and investment in that house.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that's how we are. It doesn't matter the size or what you're going to put in the house. It's going to be good quality work.
Right.
You know, that we and they will be proud of.
Mm.
But yeah, it's a revolving door with materials. You know, everything is changing. Mm-hmm. You know, windows, doors here, you know, so, you know, so we have to be abreast of that too.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
exactly.
And it's good for you that you actually leave yourself open to learn more.
Oh, like, seriously.
I mean, stuff is always changing. Like the technology that goes into making windows.
I know.
It's insane. Everything.
There's so many different styles of windows.
Yeah, it's insane. I'm kidding.
It is, guys. It's really changing out there, and this is where me and her have to be on the same page every single minute of the day.
Absolutely,
and be abreast of everything that's occurring on the job site because it is a big responsibility.
Right,
you know, we have workers to be taken care of, we have the clients to be taken care of, we have to take care of one another as well.
Mm-hmm. You know? We've had workers that have been with us for more than 7 years.
Yeah. Wow,
that's great.
Yeah,
and we had one that started with me. He's the one that educated me on how to get subcontractors and all that and make sure that they're not taking advantage of you.
Exactly.
Just because you're a woman.
Exactly.
You know, but the way I was brought up with my dad, there's no way nobody was going to take advantage of me. Exactly. And I still carry that. And it's like with that. It's like some of my workers were ex-students of mine. And they've become like our framer. He was a student of ours in high school.
Oh, okay.
And then sometimes when I get upset or whatever, I have to tell him, you know, that's how we carry ourselves with our workers.
Uh-huh.
I mean, of course, there's a
line you can't cross.
But I mean, of course, I tell him, I don't know if you've heard of ISS.
You've heard of it.
I've never heard of it in my life.
One of our workers, I tell him, now remember when you used to go to ISS? Now I know why they used to send you to ISS.
We are in the office, man.
I'm still waiting for that homework, y'all.
It's really good. It's really very good working with our workers. I mean, trustworthy, dependable, respectful. I mean, we've never had any. every client that we've worked with, they've always told us, yeah, you know, that they really enjoy the way our workers carry themselves, and they're very respectful.
That's awesome. That's great that you cultivate that too.
But that's the thing. Yeah. That's the thing, guys, because that is the expectations of our company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to have those expectations, mm-hmm, because work matters.
Yes.
Work matters.
The way people work matters.
Exactly. Right. It really does.
Yes.
I mean, and that's why we stress it, because every Friday when we meet with them, because we meet with them every Friday, mm-hmm, and we go through certain scenarios and we try to teach or just, you know, let them know over and over that reputation goes a long way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it does. It does.
You know, it goes a long way. And we have to keep that standard.
The way we treat our workers.
Yeah, we don't.
Yeah.
We don't. We do not talk down to them at all.
Mm-mm.
You know, we really don't. I mean, it's a mutual respect. But they also know where the line is at, as far, because they know where the boss is. They know that.
Right.
We are not one to go into a project and start cussing and start raising up
or embarrass storm, them or in front of the client.
We don't do that.
Right. Just to make yourself look good.
Right. Yeah, we don't do that.
Because if it costs you a job, well, guess what? It costs them a job.
Exactly.
Too,
so, exactly. So we're not like that.
Right.
You know, maybe because we're educators. We're educators, and we try to teach and teach them, you know, because it's like what we tell them. I mean, it'll come one day that we won't be around, you know, to the point that we're going to retire and move on. But you guys are still young. You're going to have to carry that.
Exactly.
And what you've learned through us, hopefully that'll carry for you and maybe have your own company.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, so it's really important that you keep up with the standards and the reputation that we carry here. And that's what we stress.
I think it goes back more to what you were saying before, where if you do it right the first time, you don't have to worry about anything. And that's
there you go.
That goes.
There you go.
Your work ethic as well.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if you do everything right the first time, you don't have to worry about that.
Yes.
Because I was thinking about how you were saying about how contractors, you know, have that reputation of like, oh, me van a robar, or you know, right, they're not trustworthy.
Right.
But I was also thinking to myself, like, yeah, but if you go out there looking for the cheapest contractor, well, you know, that's exactly what you're going to get. You're going to get workers who are going to, you know, cut corners because, like, they just want to finish the job and, you know, get out of there.
Exactly.
Or maybe they have, like, 6 or 7 jobs at one time.
Oh,
you know, they're not, you know,
and
the
they're not there.
That's the thing, guys. Right. That's the thing.
But if you put that work ethic in and you show the people that you're doing it and you're doing everything right, everything falls into place. You don't have to worry about anything.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's like at the end of the day, we want to get home and feel that we've done something right for them, for anyone, and you know, our clients and stuff. And then you can tell, you know, that when our clients feel so at ease, you know, what's happening with their homes or remodeling, they'll let you know. They'll let you know, you know, and that for us is so, you know, and thank God that we've never had any client, you know, come back to us and say, you guys just, you know, did this terrible job.
Right.
You know, knock on wood, right?
No.
But we've never,
not wood.
You know.
It's not wood.
You're making me question this now, man. You're making me question.
Knock on wood.
No, we thank God.
That's good.
It doesn't happen because, I mean, you have to carry that faith also.
Yeah.
You know, you have to show that, I mean, that what you're doing is honest work.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
It's honest work.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So how many years have you been with working with your mom and your dad already?
We're just helping them since 2016.
Okay.
As much as I can.
Mm-hmm. When you started helping, do you see yourself going into the contract business like they are? Because I mean, the way you speak about your parents and the way how they're handling their business, you can hear the passion, you know, just like your parents have it.
Or is it like, Erica, you're gonna do that?
Whether you like it or not,
you want her.
I was forced here. No.
I'm here forced by my own will.
I know they would love for me to. It's very interesting seeing them in what they do and their passion for it.
Right.
I will help as much as I can right now. Right, now, exactly. Do I see myself taking over the business? I can't answer that.
Right.
But as much as they need me, as much as I can help them, the expertise that I have with social media and the technology and doing videos and the things that they obviously can't focus in because they're always on site with their clients.
Yes.
I will help them do that.
And you see, to have, especially family, you know, especially having your daughter do that.
On the side, seriously.
You know, it kind of gets the load off your back. I don't have to worry about posting this. I don't have to worry about the networking.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, seriously, you know what? Yes.
She's taking care of it, and I trust her. She's my daughter. But I'm asking us to be in charge. Mom.
The spirit of excellence. That's what they have. So I know I can't just put anything out there.
It needs to get redeemed before it gets posted. No, but doing that, I mean, it's a relief as far as the parents.
Yeah.
A relief that knowing you know, your daughter or your son that's helping you, you're like, well, you know, it's in good hands. I'll just keep doing a steer forward.
Oh, yeah.
This is being taken care of.
Because
it's hard. It's hard to release to release the reins to someone, just someone off the street. Yeah. And you're like, I don't know you that long. I know we've known each other for 5 years, but this is my baby, you know, and I just don't see myself, you know, you helping me out.
Yeah.
You know, and it's hard. It's hard.
It really is. And I mean, she has taken we're very appreciative of what she does. I mean, she's got her own career. You know, she has her own, you know, what she's doing, and she's moving forward with her career with her PhD and stuff.
Hey, awesome.
That's wonderful. And we do appreciate what she does for us because it really does go a long way. Social media right now is the forefront for everything.
Yes. We wouldn't know what to do.
You know?
Get on my mask. Yes.
I know.
Again. The book face. Come on.
I know. Mika, what are you doing?
Oh, mom.
Push the button.
See, and I understand that because my son does it to me. My son's 13. There's some of this.
No, you're messing it up. Here, give me.
Is this a remote than direct TV? No, Ala. Dad, that's the cone. That's not the remote. You know, and it's true. I mean, the younger generations, they're so far advanced. Yeah. Like all this you see here.
Yeah.
My son, Dad, the lighting, it looks bad. Dad, the camera, no, Dad's not good. The quality, I'm going to tell you that it really sucks. But he's like brutally honest. And I'm like, wow, this is awesome. Man. This is awesome. You see what you did? You see what you did right here?
But I do now. Maybe show
Erica, I'm sorry, Erica. I'm sorry. But I got a whisper joke asking. Here he goes, with all due respect.
No.
But is another single? That, you see what you did, Mom?
Look, Joe.
Yeah, she is.
This will be edited from the podcast.
We were going to handle that at the end of the show, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate Joe.
We had a plan. Jesus. We've been working on this for a week now, Joe.
Oh my gosh.
One way or another, Erica is getting. Something's happening today.
Erica, like, oh my God. No. Remind me, note to self, never come on the Chunu podcast when I finish my school and become someone huge. Never find these guys ever again. Going back to really, thanks, Joe, for
back on topic.
But releasing the reins to somebody that you can trust, I mean, that's good that your daughter's helping you out.
Isn't awesome. Like you that we've met you and we've met you.
Every time,
those are the networks that are so helpful and we're so appreciated.
That's what the podcast is all about.
And we didn't even know what it was or what you did.
I like Carmen's question. He goes, what are we going to talk about?
I know. What is it that you're doing?
It's a podcast.
I know.
It's awesome knowing my customers when they come in.
Oh, yeah.
I get to, and I offer that, you know, when I see someone that has potential and what they're doing is, hey, you know, You know, a lot about me, promoting your business.
Yeah.
And that's what I do. And that's the first thing I show you. Yeah. He goes, I got a contractor. Let me just make a phone call just to make sure, you know. And he was all down. You know what, dude? That's do what cool. you got to do, man. I mean, there's enough bread on the table for everybody.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, we appreciate
them. They want to help out, help them out. You know,
that's awesome. One of the things that's been really amazing. Exactly. It's been the connections. That
yes.
That the network.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, you know.
And we have been talking about it for, you know, maybe several months. Mm-hmm. In the community, he would always tell me, say, Jamie, hey, I got this. You know, mm-hmm. when can we do this? And can we do this? And that's when I told Carmen, I said, you know, I think we should give it a shot and go on this podcast and see, you know, transpires, because we want to promote our company and our business. Mm-hmm. And this is the way to do it.
Exactly.
And we're able to help another contractor.
Oh, yeah.
They have several homes that they're already too overwhelmed.
Right.
And we can step in and help them,
help them
build so that they won't be to make sure that somebody's there overseeing the job.
Yeah. You don't want to give them address to our office, too.
Mm-hmm. We do have an office.
Okay.
In Mercedes.
Okay. You want to go ahead? No, we're about an hour into the podcast, guys. Great conversation. Most of it laughing, and everyone's like, you know what? I want to get out now. Because Joe's still asking questions. I'm not going to put that question on Joe.
Stop.
If you guys want to see what Joe puts up, you might want to subscribe to the channel. All right. Nothing bad, Erica. Nothing bad. I'll let you see the comments.
It's just annoying. Don't worry about it.
Stop the crap. Anyways. But yeah, go ahead and give us all your social medias where we can reach you for questions and answers, Q&A.
And maybe what's the best way to get a hold of me?
Exactly. Go ahead.
You know,
the address is 302 East 3rd Street and Mercedes.
Okay.
And it's 3rd Street and Ohio, right in the corner.
Okay.
And then our phone number, of course, will come out in. It's
right there on the screen, yeah.
Yeah.
It's right on the screen.
So any questions or anything like that, they could always call. You know, we'll
talk. We can meet with them after hours. I know a lot of people work till 5.
Yeah, exactly.
We can meet with them after 5. You know, we try to arrange a time that works for them.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Also. So,
no. Yeah, but I mean, first of all, I want to say thank you
for
coming on the pod. Just having a little fun with you guys, man. Because I know, like I said, I'll talk to Jimmy a lot. Jimmy will come over to the store a lot. And then I tell, really a podcast. Start explaining to the people that we interviewed and stuff like that. Oh, that sounds cool. I said, maybe I'll get you on the pod, man. Come on. You know, we talk about your business. And he goes,
prepare to get a lot of phone calls from New York.
Yes. And he goes, but let me talk to the wife. I told him
to like that. Yeah.
Told him,
let me run it by her.
Let me run the credit check first before approval, before I buy. No. And man, go for it. And when I met Carmen, mm-hmm. she came in and she goes, well, what do you do? I go, I work. I go, no, you're on the side of home. I have a podcast. And I would love for you and your husband to show up and talk to us about your business. You know, it'd be something I can help. You know, because that's what my podcast is all about. You know, we give the little guy some voice,
a little bit of a voice
so they can get heard.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
But and she kept on asking me questions. What are you talking about? I go, we'll talk about you. We're going your business.
No, really. What's going on?
What's the play? Are you taking money? No.
What do you get out of it?
What are you getting out of this? How much do you want from us?
Giving you information to be able to call to get
what's that smell? What's going on here?
Where am I? No,
what's happening?
No, but I mean, and I explained to her, she was down. And I got you guys here, and there you go. I mean, you just did up your first podcast.
First podcast.
Congratulations.
Awesome, guys.
Hopefully, you'll do more and have more business out of this.
It's a good preparation for something bigger along the way. Maybe a newscast here will call you and say, hey, can you come on and talk about your business? You know, it always happens.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
and the good thing is you got your foot in the door.
Exactly.
Now you know what to expect.
Yeah.
You know, even though, I mean, you're seeing yourself on camera, which is kind of weird, I know, at first, but you get used to it, you know, especially this one. We've been in jail for a couple of times. But, shut up. But thank you guys for coming in. I appreciate everything you're doing to help new homeowners feel comfortable and trusting contractors, first of all, with their money to help them build a dream home. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Any last words for you guys?
No, thank you for having us.
We do appreciate it very much.
Come back anytime if you have something you're talking about.
We probably will, just to have some laughs.
Yeah, just to keep back.
They're gonna call me after the day.
Bro. Too soon, bro. Way too soon. Shouldn't you be at work?
7 o'clock at night, bro. What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
Anything else you want to say?
We're here to help, and anybody, you know, that would like to build a house, we're here to help, and they can call us anytime.
Absolutely.
Follow us at Casas de Reyes on Facebook.
That's my fault. That's my fault. I put it wrong. I love it because she went, you know what you did?
Look what you did.
I felt like I was back in high school. Look what you did. You know what ISS is coming? I'm sorry, man.
I know.
Don't call my mom. No, I appreciate you guys coming by, man. God bless you guys.
Likewise, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Let me get this out here and put this on there. There you go. Guys, that is another podcast
for the books.
I'm just glad I put Joe's comment on there because I know Joe would have been like, come on, man.
Don't worry about it, Mom. You'll meet him soon enough.
You'll see him on the program soon enough if you watch the show.
Guys,
thank you again for coming in. Our new platform is YouTube Live now, guys. Let your friends know, let the fans know that we're here.
It'll still be posted to Facebook on Thursday.
Yeah, if we have a show on Tuesday, it'll probably pop on Friday morning. After I finish editing and making the room, I make this thing blur out so that it looks good.
Why would you do that?
Why
would
you throw out this camera again? Next week, man, we have a little candy factory coming to the party.
Yes, finally.
And you're not going to be here because this is going to be an awesome show.
I can get my dialysis another day. I'm there.
And the good thing is they sell dog treats. Thank you once again. We'll see you next week at 7:30.
Shut up. You shut up.
Anyway, what's you?
Yeah,
all right. Send us off. And I will see you next week, 7:30. Peace out, guys. Let's go.